TWA Flight 800 set off from New York to Paris at about 8 o'clock on the evening of July 17, 1996, carrying a full flight of students, executives, diplomats, and summer vacation revelers. For its first half hour of flight, nothing unusual seemed to occur, except for indications that a fuel flow indicator was acting up, causing the plane to ascend at a slightly abnormal rate. At 8:30, Flight 800 was given permission from Boston Air Control to climb from 13 to 15,000 feet. "Climb to 15,000," affirmed Captain Snyder. "Power set," said Flight Engineer Richard Gamble. No further words were spoken. 37 seconds later, TWA Flight 800 exploded over the Atlantic Ocean, off the coast of Long Island, killing everyone on board.
A Boeing 747 jetliner with 229 people on board. It was 8:48. TWA Flight 800 had just taken off from New York's JFK Airport for Paris when it disappeared from radar south of central Long Island. The Coast Guard has mobilized dozens of boats, according to Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Jim McPherson.
"We're in this for the long haul. We're going to search until we've exhausted all hope, no matter how long it takes."
Nor how much it takes.
"Every cutter and every aircraft in the East Coast is being sent, in the Northeast Coast is being sent to that area."
It now comes to the question, of course, the big question, why? James Hall, Chairman, National Transportation Safety Board.
"We are paid by the taxpayers to go and investigate and present the facts. And until we have an opportunity to develop the facts, we do not have any speculation in regard to the cause of the accident."
Still, eyewitnesses indicate two explosions in midair. And it's interesting to note that while the National Transportation Safety Board has taken over the investigation, the FBI is opening its own investigation, along with New York City's police terrorism experts. TWA Vice President Mike Kelly says that he and staffers have checked the paperwork of those on board the plane. All seems to have been in order.
"We've inspected our ordinary boarding documents. It appears to us right now to have been a perfectly ordinary international departure for TWA from JFK. Really no anomalies."
Terrorism was immediately suspected as the cause of the crash, not least because it occurred during the 1996 Summer Olympic Games in Atlanta. At the Atlanta Press Center, like everywhere else in the country, the television screens were full of live pictures of the fiery debris from the site of the crash. For the next 16 months, the FBI, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the National Transportation Safety Board conducted an unprecedented investigation. More than 96% of the plane's parts were retrieved and examined. Dozens of theories were proffered and explored, including one that an errant U.S. missile had inadvertently destroyed the plane. But when all was said and done, there was no compelling evidence to suggest an explanation of any sort except mechanical failure. A small spark of unknown origin ignited the central fuel tank. But it was a conclusion marked with uncertainty, leaving a shroud of mystery over Flight 800.